Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my hubby, Christopher Ramsey.
Herbie. Hello.
Hello, are you all right?
I'm all right. Are you all right?
Do you know what? I'm tip-top tipperary. I'm really good, actually.
You're quiffed up.
Yeah, I've got a hair roller in.
Almost can't take you seriously. Where has this come from? So if anyone's watched Rosie's Instagrams recently, you're rolling a roller. Mm. Basically, your fringe, mm-hmm. like the opposite of what a chava, as we used to call them back in the day, a chava fringe, which was rolled over a Coke can or
a hairspray.
It
was called a quiff, Chris.
What?
It was called a quiff.
No. When they went the other way? Can you remember when the fringes used to come out and round?
I never had one of them.
They were disgusting.
Pass me by them.
I remember.
That was the older girls. We were a bit young for that. Kids did that.
I think when I started school, and I was like 11, 12, when I was in first, second year comprehensive school, and the girls, the word chav's a dirty word now. It's been taken to mean something that it never used to mean. When we were younger, it meant the scary fuckers in sports clothes who ask you for money.
Yeah.
That's what it meant.
Yeah.
And the stand smoking on the corner. Mm-hmm. The girls in the sports
and they never leave school because they always just come back and meet other people on a bike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At breaks.
So the girls in the sports jackets would have the big old fringe. It would come out, it would go right round, it would loop back round, sometimes coming down to the bridge of the nose and almost hurting the eyes.
See, that was a bit older than us. So when I got to that year I had a couple of few years of myself being a little bit
little shabby, little scallywag.
Ours was bits. You had bits.
The two lines that came. They were terrifying as well.
Yeah.
Very, very dangerous around the eyes, them. Very dangerous around the eyes.
Spiky.
A lot of that going on.
Very spiky.
But now what you've gone for is you've gone for the other way, so it goes up and round the back of a roller.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen when you take that roller out? Is that going to stay up there like Something About Mary? Or?
No, absolutely not, because my hair's a bit shit.
Right.
I've just been watching a lot of Instagram reels of women who've got really lovely hair who do this.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to do that because I've got a Dyson Air wand, you know, and I don't use it.
I know you've got a Dyson Air wand. I went and bought the fucker.
Well, I know. Thank you. Very appreciative.
Had to get out the back room. It boots at the Metro Centre.
Why?
Oh, well, don't leave them on the shelves. People are nicking them.
Shut up.
Oh, back room, lock and key. I had to be marched to the fucking...
They're massive to nick.
Where there's a will, there's a way. I had to be marched to the counter by the guy.
Yeah.
Like he'd been on the tannoy asking where my mum is.
Is it right? Here's something, right? Is it just me? Or you know when you're in a shop or a supermarket? Mm-hmm. If something's boxed away with the tag on, I don't want to buy it.
Why?
Because I find it weird.
Well, as I've said before, that's how you know the good wine.
No, I know, but that's different. That's tagged wine. I'm talking about the tag. Sometimes the tag, like perfumes and, well, condoms, the tag.
That's the worst one to do. That's the worst one to do. I want to discreetly buy these condoms. Excuse me, can you take them out of this Perspex fucking case? This big box, thank you.
It's horrendous, isn't it?
Yeah, like the fucking... under lock and key, like the Mona Lisa.
Why are people nicking condoms when you can get them free from the gum clinic?
Two reasons. Three reasons. Danger, excitement. Yeah, that's reason one.
Two risks there, isn't it?
Second reason. Yeah. Horny and it's expensive. Yeah. Third reason. I'm too embarrassed to buy these. I'm just going to nick them.
That's stupid.
How's it stupid?
Because if you get caught nicking them, that's going to be a lot more embarrassing than just bloody getting the box and paying for it, surely.
Right. Yeah.
Surely. Anyway.
Well, of course. But they don't think that, I'm assuming. But they're not nicking them when they're in that fucking box, are they? That's why they're in the box, so you can't nick them. I doubt you can nick them when you're in that Perspex box, unless you just stamp on them in the middle of the shop.
Sad times. Sad times.
Sad times. Sad bloody times.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast, guys.
Keeping them condoms on a lock and key. No wonder there's too many people in the world, eh? Let them have them on every street corner for free.
Well, actually, I think Yeah, I think probably. We should make
all
them
all
free.
Right, all right, look.
Same as tampons,
all right,
but listen,
all right, look. I accidentally rolled headfirst into a political issue there, which I'd like to roll out of because we've got a little bit deep.
Let's go.
Okay. It is episode 257. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to us. We bloody love you. And without further ado, it's time for this week's Leocrative.
Oh, Leocrative.
Leocrative sponsor. Yeah. This week's sponsor is, and it's a good one, okay. And it's got me buzzing, and it's got you buzzing, and it's got the world buzzing. It's when the grandparent randomly takes the kids for the night.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Yeah. Guys, right, listen, you're joining us.
First of all, step off the sponsor, you fucking piece of shit.
Come away from the mic a second. Come away from the mic.
I'm away.
Do not speak to me like that on this podcast, or I'll fucking wring your
fucking
neck.
Bit, right? You've got loads of bits. This
Shut
is my
your
bit.
Fucking mouth.
Fuck you.
This isn't even your podcast.
Fuck off.
I hate you. I hate you.
Fuck you. Die. Lucrative sponsor. I was going to say, if I've done this
awful.
Before, it's just because I'm so excited. So excited this morning.
I don't think you've done this before. But this hasn't happened for a long time.
For a long, long time.
Come on then.
So basically, your mom came to pick the kids up. So we do some work. It's half term. And essentially, Robin, it was a beautiful moment. Before your mom came, Robin went, come stay at Mama's tonight. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
What
did I didn't
I
kill
say?
It. You were like, see what she says.
I went, ask Mama.
Did you say ask Mama? I didn't hear that.
Absolutely, I did.
So then, right, your auntie was at ours this morning as well. So Mama is talking to your auntie, and Robin went, Mama, can we stay at yours tonight? And your mum was still in conversation with your auntie, so she didn't realise.
Me and you shared a glance.
I just stared at you across the room. It was such an amazing moment. I just looked at you, and I like smiled a little bit, and you like smiled a little bit more like, oh my God, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And then I went to take the bins out, and I went to put something in your mum's car for her, and I came back in, and you were standing there, smug as fuck, and you went, it's happening. I'm going to go and get the pyjamas. And I ran outside. And do you know what I did? I'm not
what
afraid to
do?
Tell you. No, I did.
What?
I did a cartwheel.
No, you didn't.
I did a cartwheel because they were being fucking dicks.
Can you
this
do
morning.
A cartwheel?
How?
Shut your
dare
face.
You?
You cannot do a cartwheel.
Strictly, episode 2, Charleston, cartwheel. Not only can I cartwheeled into Karen's crotch and back out of Karen's crotch.
Jesus.
That's how good I am at cartwheels.
Christ.
And what happened when I was trying the cartwheels that week?
She got pregnant.
No, I've been on the Robin boots. I tried to do a cartwheel in a corridor while I was there, and I tore me tricep.
Oh yeah, you're a moron. You're a moron. Yeah, Stop talking about when you were on Strictly. That's moons ago.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's been a whole pandemic since then.
Oh yeah,
Jesus
don't
Christ,
I fucking know it? Eh? Don't
shit.
I know it? Look at these greys.
So I just went. My mama went. I went, Robin, he's desperate to stay at your house. She went, are you well? I can. I went. And I jizzed all over the floor. And it was just me juice everywhere flowing. And my mum went, that's disgusting.
Sign.
I went, Mum, I'm so excited.
I love the idea of, they'd love to stay at yours. You well, I can. Well, the jammers are already in your car.
Yeah.
I am a little bit concerned.
Why?
Last time, and I'll tell you right now.
Right.
Can you remember the last time your mum randomly took the kids for the day and night?
Well, no, because we work away quite a lot together. And my mum has them then. But that's work. That is not, this is, tonight...
We
Chris,
get the run of our house.
We've got a night of pleasure.
We'll watch a film.
Oh, do we have to have sex?
No, I'm absolutely fine for that.
We should. We probably should.
I don't think nighttime's not your thing, man. Tomorrow morning, maybe.
Okay. Let's not pressure ourselves, though. Okay.
Nice. No problem.
Love you. I was coming back now.
I've already shaved your name in my pubes. Is that bad?
My full name.
Rosemary to fucking ages.
Wow. No, what were you gonna say?
The last time.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I remember exactly
what
it was.
Did we have sex then?
No, we didn't.
Right.
We got woke up at 2 in the morning by Michael McIntyre.
Oh!
I'm on edge a little bit, I'll be honest with you. You haven't got, nothing's happening. I'm not getting punked or anything tonight. Nothing's happening, is it?
Well, hang on. Yeah. Have you done it for me?
No. 100% no.
You're laughing.
I'm not laughing. I'm not, no. I haven't done that. I promise. There's nothing. I've got no planned. Promise you.
Don't.
I swear. Nothing's happening. I promise.
Promise?
Promise. But you promise me they're not getting me again?
They're
nothing's
not
happening.
You again. Why would they get you twice?
Just
Jesus.
Just being popular and famous and stuff.
No, they're not coming. No one's coming.
Okay, good. Well, we'll move
I'm
on
I'm
going
to get pissed.
Are you?
Nah, well, half pissed.
I might have a cheeky little glass of wine.
I'm so excited. Woo!
It's very exciting. Hey. Glass of wine.
Hey.
Cartwheel. Happy days.
Love me bins, but...
Yeah.
It's nice to...
Half term, innit?
We had a fight about the jingle. jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Bloody lovely to have you back.
Tis.
Thanks for coming. I've got a couple of things wrote down in my little notes. Oh, things that's been happening during the week.
Minutes for the, no, agenda.
The agenda
for this week's podcast.
Of the podcast.
Okay.
Noticed something. I took Robin to Nando's.
Yes.
Cheeky Nando's.
Okay.
I love Nando's, right? This is not slagging Nando's off at all because I think Nando's is, it's brilliant. It's like
the perfect thing
fast
for
food,
us.
But it's lovely and
well,
it's just nice.
Well, on tour, it's you can have
you can
something.
Be quite healthy.
Yeah, you can just get some chicken and some vegetables if you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Or you can go whole hog and get, you know, chips and halloumi and fucking rice and go mentally. It ticks all the boxes.
It was a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it was the one next to the cinema, so it wasn't like in a dressy place or anything like that.
Okay.
Oh my God, right? Mm-hmm. You can tell I'm getting old.
Did you look like a bag of shit and did everyone else look great?
No, the opposite. The fucking opposite.
Black hoodies and shorts?
Yeah. What? Right, okay.
Hoodies and shorts is the thing.
Are we
now
old? So I've we're coming up to 38 and there was people there who were in, look, right, you know, it was really cute actually. You know when you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
But for me, none of them relationships that I had at that age lasted.
Uh-huh.
So there was a lot of people there who were like early 20s and I was just like, you guys think you're going to be together forever? You're probably not.
I hope you said that. I hope you weren't around the table saying all that. That'll be nice.
I felt it every person I looked at. Like, everybody looked like they were going to put their bins out.
The bins, sorry.
Like, do you know when you hire your tracksuit on?
Yeah.
You hire your lounge gear on, you go and put your bins out. That's what every... And I'm not trying to... I don't know.
I've talked about this the other week.
Robin looked better dressed than most of the people in there.
It's unbelievable. I've told you. It's like the JD fucking sports mannequins have just come to life and they're walking around.
It's mad. But
it's unbelievable.
For the lasses as well. And they, full face of makeup.
Yeah.
Full face, hair done. Fucking leggings.
Yeah.
With a hoodie.
Yeah.
Like... But then I'm not, like, because it's, I don't know. It was weird sitting in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
What I deemed to be a restaurant.
Yeah.
And just not anybody, but then am I just mad? Am I weird?
Maybe Nando's is more like Greg's to this nation, to
I'm
this,
thinking
this generation,
it is now,
sorry.
Isn't it?
But on I've talked about this yet. Honestly, we went to the Metro Centre the other day. All the lads. It was barely 9 degrees outside.
Yeah.
All the lads. Trainers. Aye. Socks pulled up. Far too fucking high. Black shorts, black jumper or hoodies. Yeah. And that's it.
I just don't think they own any jeans.
I just, honestly,
I think
everyone...
jeans are, must be on the out. Jeans on the out.
I think they might be, you know. Denim might be dead.
I think it is. Oh, never for me.
A certain, yeah, love for a denim. Certain. But I took Robin to JD Sports the other day.
Yeah.
Fuck me, it's expensive.
Oh my God. When you came back and Robin was like, got two t-shirts for £25. I was like, two 8-year-old t-shirts for £25.
To be fair to him, he's in 10-year-old t-shirts now. But yeah, mad.
That's
absolutely
mad, Chris.
Mad.
Most of our kids' clothes, just to let you in, because I know that you very rarely buy their clothes.
Yep.
They're very, you know, Georgie.
It was mad.
Primark.
It was mad. But you know, all of the stuff in there.
Fred and Flo, what are they called? Fred and Flo.
I stopped listening a while ago. All of the stuff in there, it's like clothes exclusively for people who are flying around on e-scooters.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's like, hey, get your e-scooter pants, hoodie, hat, fucking balaclava, gloves. Everything's black.
Just mad. It's
unbelievable.
Just mad.
This used to be all fields. This used to be fields.
I know, what's wrong
with this?
As far
as the eye can see.
Why
we're
just so
all as fuck.
Because actually, I remember when I was younger and people saying that we looked like a bag of shit.
Rosie,
We wore
popper pants.
I know.
Popper pants. Your friends could literally undress you with the flick of a wrist.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we dare.
I know.
I don't know how we fucking
it was just a
dare.
Bit, it was just a weird. Just everyone looked the same and... I was like, oh gosh, man.
It's fashion.
Old.
It's
old
getting.
Shit.
We're not old as shit. We're just not of the generation anymore of going out dating and taking a girl or a boy to Nando's on a Saturday night. You know, is there something freeing in the fact that they're in lounge gear and they're not?
Mate, I'm actually a little bit jealous. I think it must be lush to just be like, oh, I'm top of the trends, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm comfortable as fuck.
They've got it nailed.
Yeah, they've got it nailed. Actually.
Everything's on the phone. Everything's deliverable. Everything's at the touch of a button. They don't have to go to the fucking Blockbuster. And if they did go to Blockbuster, they'd be in their goddamn pyjamas and no one would give a fuck.
I know.
Well done, everyone.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you've won. You guys have won.
You've won.
Yeah.
Well done. Bastards.
Do you remember heels, guys? Remember them? God, horrible.
They don't need heels yourself. Awful. See how tall all the kids are these days? Jesus Christ, man! Why do you think I'm doing jiu-jitsu so I don't get fucking battered by 13-year-olds? They're massive!
Sorry if we sound old. I love you guys.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, hold on. Oh, my dentures just slipped out.
Mm.
Put back in.
I'll tell you something, though. Tell you what does happen when you're old. Here's a story for you.
Mm.
So my mum and our best friend, Jan.
Yes, we rang them once, though, outside Marxies.
Yes. Yeah. Asked them about lesbians, I remember.
Yeah, something like that.
This is showing their age, right? Yeah. They are so sick.
Sorry, is this their new trend that you told me you were going to tell me about on the podcast?
Yes. But I ended up ringing my mum the other day and she was coming out of the place, so I had to tell you.
Right, I get you.
Me, mum and Jan are so sick of the cold weather. We live in the north. It's freezing. It's been grim. We've had a really just grim, right?
Shitty winter.
It's been awful. So me, mum and Jan have started to, once a fortnight, go on the sunbed.
Wow.
And when I said to me, mum, I went, why? I don't understand. And she went, we just want to feel warm to our bones. they just want to feel rays of like heat
fake
on
sun.
Their bodies.
They want fake sun.
Fake sun.
Fuck me.
And I said to my mum, I went, mum, it's like that. You shouldn't really. It's like bad. And I think she was very much like, once the summer comes, we're not going to. It's not for a tan. Jesus. It's just to feel hot.
Is your mum a human or a fucking plant? Is your mum and a friend going to, once a fortnight, going to photosynthesize?
I think they're of that generation who just love the sun. Your mum and dad love the sun.
Oh, yeah.
I like the sun, but I'm not like, I don't know. Must have been hotter when they were younger.
Well, tans used to be the thing. Like, everyone's got a tan now. Everyone puts a fake tan on.
I think that's the thing, because I put fake tan on. I'm not.
But that generation's not a fake tan generation. That is the sunbed generation. Yeah. I remember my dad used to rent a sunbed and he used
Shut
to get
up.
Come to the house and you could keep it for a week. And he could do. And it was just a wanna, so you would lie on his back. It would go over your bed.
So,
oh, it was scummy.
Billy Ramsey.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
do you know what? I never told you this.
Oh, can't
so it was a wanna? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
So it was
did
like.
He turn over, though. He must
yeah,
have
yeah.
Over.
So you would just lie on the bed. It would go over the bed. So, can you not remember, man? Back in the day, you'd be playing out in the street and you'd look around and so many fucking windows would be like
blue, neon
fucking purple or blue. That's because they'd rented a sunbed. Wow. So it was just a wanna. It would go over your bed. And you would lie one, then you would pull out, turn around the other way and get a good
time. So how, would you, how long would they rent it for? So they didn't
like
own
a week
it?
Or a fortnight. No, you rented it. You didn't own it. You're crazy. What do you think this is? It's the 90s.
Did your mum go on it as well?
Oh, I don't know if my mum did. I remember my dad used to.
Right.
But yeah.
That's
so this
hilarious.
Is like, he'll have been like the age I am now, or maybe a little bit older. Yeah. He'd be like 40. So he'd be like full on hitting midlife crisis time.
God,
you know
I can't
I mean?
Wait to talk to him about this.
Yeah. I will put money on that he denies it.
Shut up.
It's the kind of thing that they do. Yeah. Oh, didn't do that. It's the kind of thing that they will just categorically forget.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But yes, used to do it. And I remember it was like, tans were just a thing. When everyone had a tan, it was like, oh, you've been away, you got a tan.
Yeah.
Having a tan was this massive thing.
Yeah.
And I remember, what was it called? Embarrassing Bodies. And he did a bit about, Dr. Christian did a bit about, I was watching with my mum and dad, and he did a bit about sort of tans and skin cancer and things like that. And I remember the exact line saying, so if you want a tan, just get it from a bottle. And I remember both me mum and dad going, ugh.
Wow.
Ah, fuck him.
Oh, my God. I think, there's another thing this generation's winning with. Mm. Like, that's, people aren't compelled too much by tans, like, because you can get them from a better tan from a bottle.
In the 90s was, you look like you've been on holiday. Yeah. In the 90s, the measure of your success was how many holidays a year. I remember my mum being like, they go on 3 holidays a year then. Abroad.
Your mum and dad love a holiday, though. They've always loved a holiday. Well, so does my mum. So does my mum and dad. So you'll be seeing Sandra and Jan rocking the quick tan.
Brilliant. Sandra and Jan rocking the quick tan.
Loving life.
There's the jingle for the radio. Rock the quick tan, like Sandra and Jan. Please only do once a fortnight just to get warm to your bones, or you might get skin cancer and die. Great.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's bad.
Hey, look, people will do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Don't know why they don't just have a fucking bath.
It's not the same, I don't think. I think they want to burn.
It's ridiculous.
Like, do you know that feeling of burning?
Why don't they go half as on a greenhouse?
Just sit in a greenhouse. Chris, don't listen. Don't ask me. They just want to. I didn't ask.
I think it's. Do you know what it is? I think it's. And I haven't said this before. I think it's a harebrained scheme.
I think it's stupid.
Right.
But
there we go then.
Listen, they're 60 odd. Let them do what they want to do.
Yeah, fair enough. Babadoo, 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 ba. So the game last week was so popular and exciting.
Ooh.
I've got another round for you. You ready?
Okay. Hang on a second.
Right.
Just let me get me little note because some people.
Uh huh.
We've got some nice listeners, man, and they've come up with some things.
Okay.
So we've had an email here, things you can say at an orgy and a swimming pool.
Right, so last week was, things you can say at an orgy and at a swimming pool.
Yes, have you got a new one for this week?
I've got a new one for this week.
Oh, okay, well, let me just tell you these few.
Very similar, I've got to say, very similar, but okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
This person said, I'm listening to you this second, episode 256, and Chris just did what you say at an orgy and a swimming pool. I think these might work.
Come on, then.
Who's coming in the deep end?
Huh? Yeah, no.
What? Do you not think?
No, it doesn't really work.
Well, what? Really work. It's my turn with the inflatable.
Fantastic.
Yep, that'll go.
Strap on. It says to me there's not enough people at the orgy for using an inflatable doll, but just whatever, yeah.
Well, who knows?
It's fine.
Last one. A little bit more and you'll earn a certificate.
Do they give certificates out?
I don't know.
Block that person's email. Thank you for wasting our time.
Okay.
I'm joking. Thank you for getting involved.
It's better when I read it yesterday, but that's fine.
Yeah. Good night. This week's local radio perverted game show.
Right, I'm excited.
And you've got to come up with them, right? Okay. There's three that we're looking for, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It is things you can say at the beach and while having sex.
Okay, not an orgy.
No,
I'm glad you moved away from the orgy.
I don't know much about orgies.
Neither do I, Chris. Never been to one.
No.
And, you know, don't want to do anything wrong.
There might not be much talking. You might not be allowed to talk.
Things you can say at the beach.
At the beach and while having sex.
Right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I don't put your ice lolly there.
Absolutely could work. It's not what we're looking
for. Put your ice lolly in that bin.
Not what we're looking for. No, yeah. Again, move away from the ice lolly stuff. There's nothing ice lolly related.
All I could think was an ice lolly up in a vagina.
Yeah, right. No, I got it. We got it. We all got the image.
What do you say?
Come on, you ready? Come on. We're looking for three.
Come on. Slap my tit.
Right, no. Not at the beach. No one's saying that at the beach.
Yeah. No.
Or having sex. Slap my tits. That's awful. Good God. Oh.
I need a minute.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, salty.
Yeah, maybe. It's salty, right? Same. Okay. Yeah, that could. Right. All right. Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, but them are my guesses.
Good ones, not what we're looking for.
Right. It's really horrible because we live near the beach.
Yeah.
And all I can see is being at the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, I don't think of sex when I'm at the beach.
Right, okay.
I have had sex at the beach before, though.
Oh, all right.
Just
let
you know. Yeah, on a sun lounger.
Okay, well.
It was all right.
Awful.
No, it was all right.
Okay. Yeah.
A long time ago.
Did you rent the sun lounger?
No, it was just there.
It was just there. Criminal. Okay.
Is that against the law?
Awful, yeah. So, the
arrest me, officer.
The three we were looking for were, right? The three exact specific ones we're looking for.
Yep, come on.
Things you can say at the beach and while having sex.
Right.
Take your socks off.
Right, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, works
right.
That one. Yeah.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Do you like me big hole?
Oh. Okay, yeah, no, I see that. Awful though. I mean, please don't.
It's because if you've dug a hole.
Yeah, I know, but as a person with two holes, three holes, I would never say, do you like
don't
me?
Forget, hey, don't forget the ears.
By the way.
Yeah.
Oh, this is totally...
Do you want the third one before we just carry on?
Go on then.
Careful, it gets really deep.
There we go. Oh, God.
It's cracking it.
Okay.
It's great work. Just great.
It's all right.
It's great work.
It's all right.
It's like a midnight radio, local radio.
It is, I like it. Keep them coming.
Yeah. Hey, next week. There's that one. Rick and Echo. I'm coming. So sex and ordering at a bar.
What about if someone's playing volleyball, or you'd be like, whoa, that ball's heading right for me face. Could say that in sex as well.
How can you get that entire sentence out?
Before someone's ball's hitting your face. I don't know. You could, I suppose.
Do us a favour, never speak while we have sex, because I think you're going to say horrible stuff and it's going to put me off. Right? Will it put you off
the actual act itself?
Well, beforehand?
In general?
Maybe.
Okay. Did you want to hear what I had to say?
Yeah.
So I went to the dentist last week because I just fucking love the dentist, right? Getting this tooth out was just the stupidest thing I ever did in my life.
Yeah, getting this tooth ripped out of your head for no reason 2 hours before our first arena show 2 years ago.
There was a reason. It was because I was in agony and I would have had to start root canal. I didn't fancy starting root canal on the day of the show.
Fair enough.
I got ripped out. Anyway, it's been a nightmare. I had to put the thing in my mouth to get and take an impression, right? I've done something to my jaw. I cannot open my mouth wide enough. It was like, open your mouth really wide. I've just got a little mouth,
right?
I know this is very unsexy. So if you ever...
I'm making it sexy in my head.
Listen,
I'm doing most of the work here.
If you're listening to this, guys, and thinking, you might not have seen my face before, but if you're thinking she sounds quite fit, but now I know she's got a tiny little mouth and put off her. So I'm sorry about that. Ruining people's dreams, yeah.
Yeah, that's what people go for. Yeah. Why did you ring up with her? Oh, she was a 10. She was a 10, but you couldn't fit a full fucking melon in her mouth. Boo!
Oh, I don't, because actually, I'm going to have to say at the dentist, I think I've done something with my jaw.
Right.
Can you, like, dislocate me?
Yeah, if you've sort of strained it. I've done something. Maybe,
my cheek, I think I've pulled a muscle in my cheek.
Possibly. God. Have you tried icing it? Just ice it from the outside?
Oh, I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Next time you do the ice bath, just pop your little face in.
Don't tell people I do the ice bath. It's my little secret.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
She does it every day. She loves it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. That's why we've got energy on this fucking thing.
Disgusting.
There we go. Babadoo, 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 bah. So I'm going to start a petition. I'm going to put it up on my website and see if anyone...
Do you still have a website?
Probably.
God, so you've not toured for so long. I don't think you've got a website anymore.
I don't think that's how it works. I don't think they just get rid of your website.
There's definitely
nothing new on it.
But
there's going to be a petition on there soon if any of the dads out there want to get involved. Basically, I'm going to put up a petition. I need signatures.
Sorry.
And I need... Yes, of course I've still got a website, fucking idiot. You're really putting us off here.
Sorry. All right. Oh, what's the first thing on there? Shag married... Oh, for Shag Married Annoyed, please click yeah.
Redirect. Oh, no, not just him. Not just him. Fuck that. So... Ooh,
frighteningly talented.
That is me. So talented. It's goddamn terrifying. So this petition, I need the dads to sign it if you agree. I'm sure you will agree.
Yeah.
It's a petition to stop the dad in Bluey playing with the kids so much in future episodes.
Mm.
I'd just like some more realism in Bluey. I'd like some episodes where he doesn't fancy it. He's away on work. He just can't be arsed. Some episodes where maybe he just sticks the telly on and they just watch the telly. Give them a Nintendo Switch or an iPad and just leave them. And don't get involved. Now and then... Bandit, the fucking lippy, right? Tell them to shut up. Take stuff off them. Make them cry once in a while. Just make it a bit more realistic.
I don't think that's the point in the show, though.
No. I'm sick of watching this show. It's brilliant, don't get us wrong. It's probably the best cartoon on TV.
Yeah.
That dad, it's unrealistic.
He's a good dad.
It's unrealistic how good of a dad he is, that bandit. And I'm genuinely fed up with it.
Well, there was one episode where he rang the wife who was meant to take one of the kids somewhere and the other kids, he was meant to take the kid somewhere else. And he rang and he said, I can't take the kid. There was no sort of back and forth in that conversation. The mum, chilly, kind of very much went, no worries.
I know, I have to interrupt you because you're getting it so wrong. It's actually hurting us.
Yeah, no, but I thought, from watching that, I thought, wow, chilly, you've really just rolled over there.
Yeah, she's dogging it, rolls over, scratch her belly.
She really did.
He is supposed to be taking Bingo to gymnastics while Chili takes Bluey to a play date.
Yeah.
He phones up, he says, I've got a flight somewhere, so I can't do that. So that's what happens. Selfish. And there is an episode called Whale Watching where they're both hungover. It's very subtle, but the Chili and Bandit are hungover.
Oh, there you go.
More of that. We need more
right,
of that.
Okay. I'll let them know.
If you are out there, a father, and Bandit is making you feel like an inadequate dad, I do have a little pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for you. Because of the ages of the dogs in that show, and because of the kind of dogs that they are, if they were really dogs, actual dogs, a dog family, and it was realistic, every episode would just be Chili attacking Bandit as he tries to mate with Bingo and Bluey. So take that with you.
He's kids.
As a gift. Yeah. I googled it.
Oh.
If he was a real dog.
No.
If he was, I'm telling you right now. This is science. This is nature. Ask David Attenborough. He'll tell you the same. Although I don't know if he knows much about dogs.
Right, why have you done this? Why have you done this?
All I'm saying is, if it was real.
Okay.
That's what will be happening. Well, I'm not going to say it again.
All right. Another very unrealistic thing about Bluey.
Yeah.
Have you seen how high their house is on that hill?
Yeah.
Their water pressure is so high. But then when they're in the street, there's loads of neighbours around them.
Yeah.
So where's...
Don't know what's going on. And the dogs who can drive cars and take the bins out.
It's silly, if I'm honest with you. But whatever.
It's almost like it's not based on fact at all.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad, guys. It's just bollocks.
I can't believe you said that about the...
100% true. Had to Google it.
Right, sorry guys.
Had to Google it. Might have to delete my history as well.
I think you might have to. I don't think that'll stay in, if I'm honest with you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef,
beef, beef, beef, beef, beef. Go on then.
I'll go first.
Tell you've got one in the chamber.
I did a family beef last week. I have another family beef with you and them two little bastards that we made.
Okay.
Yous have started doing something in the car, which is vile, gross, makes us want to die.
What have we done?
Bourbon competitions.
Yes, the old bourbon competitions, yes.
It's just not nice, is it?
It's
just really gross.
Good. Speaking, singing. Oh, it's great, man.
Horrible. That's what my beef was.
Yeah.
Stop bourbon. Stop having competitions of bourbon in the car.
Yeah, in the car's bar because you can smell it. You had to open the windows, didn't you?
It was awful. Robin had just downed a bottle of Oasis just to burp. And then he burped. It was just like... Oh,
that's my boy.
It's disgusting.
Oh.
I dread to think what they tell their teachers.
Yeah,
and
it's worrying,
people are honestly, it's I absolutely dread to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here's another thing which you said, which I like. Okay, I'll address it now. If Robin's, I don't know if his teachers listen to this podcast, but if they do, just please take
exactly
everything Robin says with a pinch of salt.
I know exactly what this
right?
is.
So the other day, Robin was having his tea and Chris, for no reason, out of the blue, said to him, Robin, chin your chicken or I'll chin you. Meaning, hit you. Which Robin found hilarious because he'd never heard this phrase, I'll chin you. And that...
So chin's a double meaning. So if he's like...
So now he's going to...
Chin and meaning like neck it, just get it down you, chin it. Or chin you as in...
You
yeah.
shouldn't say these things. Like,
do you know what it is?
He's eight, he found it hilarious. He's literally going to go to school and he's going to be at the dinner table and someone will be eating chicken and he'll go, oh, and then he'll go, yeah, chin your chicken or I'll chin you. Yeah. And then you're going to, I'm not going, you're going to get called at the headmaster's office because I'll ring the headmaster and I'll say, that was all his dad's doing. So you can speak to him.
Well, hopefully we can do it over Zoom, but fair enough. So my beef with you is, you're obviously watching Grey's Anatomy. Non-stop at the moment.
Well, I had a bit of a break.
Because it's... I told you it was heavy.
You've got no idea.
Oh, because you're scared you're going to catch up.
No.
Okay.
Can you let me finish my sentence? I went on to watch One Day on Netflix and had to binge the full series. So, finished that. Last episode, very, very sad. I was texting my friend Steph and who'd also watched it and were like, oh my God, it's horrendous. Turned Grey's on for what I didn't realise was the last episode of the series because I thought, oh, I'll watch Grey's as a bit of sort of, I know what's coming, bloody blah. It was horrendous. It was absolutely one of the worst episodes I've ever watched.
Right.
And I went to bed last night. A broken
fucking
woman, if I'm honest with you, Chris.
Bit much. It's just not lighthearted viewing.
No,
it's just not lighthearted viewing, that kind of stuff.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, I've just realised I've written in my notes here. You're watching Gary's Anatomy. It's
Gary's. Gary's Anatomy.
It's autocorrected to Gary's Anatomy, okay. Which I would probably watch. Sounds a bit rougher. You at
just
the minute some,
just Gary's dick for 45 Gary's minutes.
You're gonna turn on Gary's Anatomy, lads. You are coming in the room now. Now and then, I don't know if you realise you've done it. You've done it about 3 times. I only remember one of them in detail. You randomly come up now with little factoids, little bits of advice for things that you've learned on Grey's Anatomy. Have you noticed you've been doing this?
Like what?
The other day, you randomly walked in the room. This came from nowhere. Where? Nowhere. There was nothing in the room, nothing on the telly, nothing happened.
I have no.
You literally came up and you went, Chris, by the way, if someone's in a car accident, don't move them. Wait for the paramedics to get there. I went, right? And then you continue doing something else. Came from nowhere.
Because.
It was ridiculous.
Because.
It was ridiculous.
I know, but I watched an episode where there was a car crash and then a young lad was severely injured. Mm. His dad picked him up and took him to the hospital because the ambulance took too long.
Yeah.
And they were like, holy shit. And he was paralysed.
Because he moved him.
Because he moved him. Right, the dad, whereas they were like, don't move.
Yeah, no, yeah, again, so I again, this, again. Well, I know, horrible but
I had to say
show.
It because I was like, if something happens, and you did, you would do that. You would do that. And then I'd be like, I knew that you shouldn't do this, so I had to tell you. So now hopefully you'll know.
Right.
When else have I done it?
There was a couple more, but that was the only one I remember word for word, mainly because it was so harrowing. Such a horrible, horrible, random thought to walk in a room with. Ugh.
Yeah, it's awful.
Honestly.
Like, it's when they put the bones back in the place.
Stop. I can't even hear it. I can't even hear it. I can't even play Operation, man.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Were you busy reading there and you came in late?
I was
not
busy.
Joining in?
I was busy burping, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Secret burp, not so secret anymore, eh?
Hypocrite.
Why?
Because you told me off for burping in the car. Now you're burping in a small studio at work. Unprofessional.
Talking makes me burp.
Right, good.
Do you remember the tour, man? On
you're
tour.
You're in a good job.
I couldn't stop burping.
Awful. As always, if you want to get in touch, at shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Stop that.
Hi, both. I'm an Uber driver, part-time. Don't worry, Chris.
You've got some tales.
I know. Don't worry, Chris. I don't bombard customers with conversation, but when it comes along, it usually is gold.
Good man. So, or woman.
It is a man. So one Friday night, I collected a group of 4 lads, and they were the typical lads.
Gary's Anatomy.
Pure Gary's Anatomy.
Pure Gary's Anatomy.
And they were a rowdy group. You could tell something had happened due to the sheer laughter. When the 4 got in the back threes, that's hilarious.
What?
The back threes, like the seat.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Never heard it called that.
The back threes.
That's what the Ubers call it.
That's what they call it, the biz.
Yeah. When the 4 got in the back threes, laughter was deafening. The one who sat in the passenger seat was clearly trying to change the subject.
No. That's when the 4 got in, the back threes laughter was deafening. That's not when the 4 got in the back threes. You tell me a tax driver who would let, you know, they're never going to let them have 5 in a 4-seater.
Right. I thought that's what they call the back threes.
What was it again? I won't let us have 6 in, especially not with the food. Could have just told us no, though. It didn't have to be rude. Heart of monkeys.
Oh, good.
There we go.
Sorry. I've read that wrong. Like Ron Burgundy. I'll just say what's on here.
Yeah. So it's when the 4 got in, one guy got in
the
foot, the
back
threes.
When the 4 got in the back threes. When the 4 got in, should have been a comma.
Got you. When the 4 got in,
the back threes laughter was deafening. Thank you. But actually, well, can I just tell you right now, guys? Didn't want to embarrass the guy, but it actually says defining. But I just changed it to deafening.
Might have been defining. Might have been so incredible that it was defining
when
a moment.
The 4 got in, the back threes laughter was defining.
Right.
So there you go.
Why are you being horrible? I will read
it. I'm not being
listeners.
Horrible. It's just...
Unbelievable.
All right. The one who sat in the passenger seat was clearly trying to change the subject with the basic chit-chat, how's your day been, what time you're on till, blah, blah, blah. Until the middle passenger started tapping my shoulder, trying to get my attention, gasping for air, saying, driver, guess what happened? You have to guess.
Yes. Oh, lush, we've all been there. Yeah. Great, very exciting.
To speed up the story, .. So apparently the passenger was obsessed with an OnlyFans model who was an older lady, but she would wear a mask when publishing content.
So the guy
in the passenger seat is obsessed with an OnlyFans model who's an older lady, and she would wear a massacre mask when publishing content. Jesus.
I don't know what a massacre mask is, but...
I thought that said mascara. It says massacre. That's why I left it out.
It might want to say mascara. You never know.
M-A-S-C-A-R-A-A. Masquerade.
Okay. Fucking hell. This is remedial level reading 101 here.
That actually is my fault, I think.
The laughter was defining at the massacre ball. Fuck a duck. This is terrible. This fucker cannot write. You cannot read. It's the blind leading the blind.
He forgot the D. The D is a very integral letter in masquerade. I'm sorry.
Also, he spelled it wrong again.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
That's why I thought, is it massacre or mascara? But I think it's masquerade, but the D is missing. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Right, okay. All his friends seemed to think she was less appealing than he did.
Oh, God.
So he loves her, they thought. Oh. Turns out, just before I picked the group up, he got a personalised video sent to him from the OnlyFans model.
Oh, no.
Which he really wanted to share with the group without the mask.
Oh, no.
So she sent him a video without the mask on.
Oh, no. I feel ill. It's someone. Is he fucking auntie or something? No, God.
Turns out it was
his
mother.
No way! No! No!
And he shared this experience with his friends.
No!
Yes.
I'd never recover.
Yes.
I'd never recover.
His actual fucking mother. Tits out. And full vagina in
my God.
I erupted into laughter with the rest of the group and was struggling to breathe, nearly crashing the car, which caused me to pull over and get out of the car.
You had to get out! You know...
the back three all got out and were all laughing on the side of the road. We collectively laughed for about 10 minutes and the police drove past. We must have looked like we were fighting because the sirens came on. We explained what had happened and the police joined in on the laughter before driving
fuck off. Oh my God, this poor lad. Oh, you imagine that? What's hello, what's going on here? Officer, you see him. How did they get that story out without getting battered by the police? That's amazing.
I'm saving this. So I've started saving some of these questions from the public.
Oh my God.
Into a category called sitcom, because I feel like one day we could just make a sitcom of all of the stuff that we've been sent in.
God,
so I'm just putting that in there. How bad is that?
Do
you think it's real? It must. I think it must be real.
I would never. I'd never recover from that.
No,
I wouldn't tell my mates.
Well,
but it's probably so bad. Oh my God, he opened it with them.
Yeah, that's how they know. You would never, but that's how they know, because he must be like, oh my God, she sent something just for me, and then.
That's the fucking pits of the world.
I know.
I wouldn't have been getting an Uber with them. I don't know what I would have done. There's two thoughts going through my head. One, how I would deal with that if it was me. But I don't want to think about that at all, because that makes us want to be sick.
Yeah.
But how excited would you be if you were in a friendship group and that happened to one of the lads?
It would be Christmas Day.
I wouldn't.
It would be Christmas Day.
I almost think I would just be struck silent. I don't even think I'd laugh. I think I'd be struck silent by the sheer gravitas of the moment.
You would laugh. You would eventually laugh.
I think I'd just be like, this is...
Beautiful.
Oh my God. Beautiful. I'd have to go and scream into a pillow.
Yeah. It would be phenomenal. It's great when something like that happened. Then what would happen is you would come home and tell me, and then I would have the joy of...
Imagine that. You know when I come in from, I've been off for a curry with the lads, which I do once in a blue moon. I'm kidding.
Oh God.
But I come in and you go, any gossip? Can you imagine if I went, Rosie, sit down. Fucking listen to this.
I'd die. But I would always keep it to myself because I never share gossip. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Rosie and Chris, love the podcast. Listening to the episodes in a spaghetti kind of fashion. That sends me all a quiver.
Doesn't make any sense.
So just like all over the place. Shop. Yeah.
That's horrible.
I know.
What are you doing that for?
Well, hey.
Oh, God.
Mm.
Oh, they must be going like most recent, then an older. I kind of get that.
That's one thing about podcasts, though, that's quite annoying. Some podcasts go straight on the next episode, but some of them don't. And you're just like, it's all muddled up, yeah. This could possibly be a Rosie's Mysteries.
Let's do it.
Anonymous.
Let's do it. I'm feeling lucky. Let's do it.
I'm a nail tech. technician. I've been doing nails for 13 years now, and I remember the most gross encounter I've ever had with a client.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
The amount of times I've been on tour to towns where there's been an abundance of places for people to get their nails done and absolutely nowhere else to go. Baffles me.
What do you mean?
I walk around town sometimes when I'm on tour and I go, small towns, like our town.
Yeah.
And there's loads of places. Bid. Yeah, but I'm going, you're going and getting your nails done, then where the fuck are you going? Because there's nout here.
Home.
So just Google going home with nice nails.
Well, for like a night out.
Where's that? Nothing there.
No, but you don't. So you think people go pre-nails, go and get the nails done and then go out on the town? They'll go get the nails done during the day and then carry on with their lives. I don't get my nails done. I really should.
No, you bite your fingers.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I used to have a client, in brackets. Thankfully, I've relocated, so no longer do her nails. Mm. Let's call her Sharon.
Oh.
He'll never finger you. Sharon. Right. Can you believe? Can you still believe that happened?
Yeah. How mad. He'll never finger you in a million years.
He'll never finger you in a million years. Good, because he looks grubby as fuck.
If you're listening to the podcast in spaghetti fashion, that'll make no sense.
I was out on a night out once, and this lass thought that we were... I don't even know what she thought. She clearly thought we fancied her boyfriend. And then instead of saying the usual, are you looking at my lad? She literally said loads of things and then finished with, he'll never finger you in a million years. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that's the maddest thing I've ever heard anyone say.
But, you know, you got the motivation from that and you've got a quote. And you're working towards one day where you'll be in a position where he would finger you.
Hopefully.
And I'm happy to be with you on that journey.
Thank you. Do you think Sharon will be around to witness this?
Don't know.
We'll see. Wish I'd took a close inspection at his hands because I didn't. I was in shock, if I'm honest with you. Right. So Sharon, she was an interesting character. Always had her hair crimped in a 90s fashion. Always smelled of steel. Like Cyndi Lauper back in the day, like really crimped. Yeah, like waffle.
Like waffle.
Yeah.
Like, dirty video. No. Christina Aguilera Moulin Rouge video. Big.
Yes.
Wavy thing. Yes. Yeah, it is. There 80s. It is.
Was it 80s or 90s? You said 90s. I feel like it was more.
Noughties.
What's noughties?
Taking the piss. What's 90s. Noughties?
90s.
No. What's noughties?
Oh, I never.
You don't know what the noughties are?
Is that the 2000s?
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking hell.
Okay, so, honestly.
From 2000 to 2009 is the noughties.
Okay.
And don't ask us what the one after that is because I don't know what it is.
Neither do I. It's getting confusing.
The Naughties? Might be the Naughties.
I think they stopped nicknaming them after that.
Okay. Well, I know we're currently in the Roaring Twenties, so...
Let's be in the Roaring Twenties.
It's the Roaring Twenties now?
Is it?
24.
Right. She always smelled of stale smoke, had smeared makeup on, and always wanted to rant about politics to me. Usual topic of conversation as a 20-something-year-old.
Got you.
Two parts to this story. She booked her partner in for a spray tan. He arrived and looked like what I would only describe as a 70s porn star. He refused to use the disposable pants for the spray tan as he was wearing the teeniest thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
Anyway, the tan went fine and off he went. Good story. Heads up, I think Chris will hate this story and possibly vomit.
Okay.
So there you go.
I don't like any of the characters so far. I'll tell you that right now. No one's. I haven't connected with any of the characters. I'm not invested.
Right, okay.
Not bother about him and his tiny little kegs. Not bother about her.
Right. Okay. No worries. Back to my client with the frizzy hair. Yep. As I was filing her nails one day, we had used hand sanitizer before starting, I noticed some C-shaped muck dropping from under her nails. This kept happening, but I thought I wouldn't ask what it was until I had finished filing as my stomach wouldn't be able to continue.
C-shaped, so like little bits
C-shaped,
of...
but I think what's happening is just filing it. It's just like coming off and it looks like
a
C.
It looks like a little tiny crescent moon.
Yes.
But it's dirt.
Yeah.
Fucking anyway, I can't wait to hear what this is.
We get to the end and I say, oh, Sharon, what was under your nails? This stub kept falling out from under your nails and showed her. So it just says, yeah, so what was it? She looked puzzled and looked under her nail, then picked one of the crescent-shaped filings and licked it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Like a light bulb moment, she says.
Oh.
What do you think she says?
So she says it. She just says it. So it's not like...
Okay, no, what do you think it is? Well, when she says it,
she tells you. Yeah, but my point is she just says it. So it's not like, oh, that's me shit, because that's probably like, that's really bad.
Mm.
Is it like cat litter or something? I'm going with cat litter. She sounds very catty.
You think she's got a cat?
Cat litter or...
Listen, he's putting people into these categories. Yeah,
I am. It's cat. It's something to do with a cat or a dog.
Okay, you
it's
are.
Something to do with it's either fucking cat food, dog food, cat shit, right. Dog shit, or cat litter.
Right,
and
okay.
That's me hedging all my bets.
Right. Okay. Right? So something pet related.
Yeah.
I think she'd have a bird. She's much more of a bird person.
Do you reckon?
I think you'd go to her house and the bird would just be on her shoulder and you'd be like, all right, Sharon.
I told you that.
And she'd go, do you want a cuppa? And as she's doing it, she'd just pick the bird off with one finger and go, do you want a cuppa? And you go, yes, please. And she'd go, all right.
Puts
it's
on
a pretty boy then.
Yeah, puts it on
a
light.
In the thing.
I told you, didn't I? My mate, when I was younger, had a bird that just used to fly around the living room. I've told you this.
And he you've had told like a me chandelier. This. I don't know if you've said this, but well, that's awful, by the way.
Chandelier.
It's just bird shit everywhere.
Well, no, because the chandelier at the top was like one of them lights, a ceiling light. But each bulb had its own, but it had the glass covering for a bulb. And there were like vases. It was like five vases surrounding these lights. And one day I turned the light on and it was each of them were a couple of inches deep of bird shit.
I'm sorry.
It was fucking rotten.
Was he off school a lot?
No, he was all right. He was actually, I'm not going to say who it is or where he lives now because that'll give it away. But he was normal-ish, funny kid, nice lad. Friends with him for years, but yeah, like
can't be good that
unbelievable
with that bitch shite everywhere.
Unbelievable.
Well, anyway, that's how I imagine Sharon's house.
Right.
So no, you're wrong. Sorry.
Nothing to do with animals.
Nothing
or
to
shit.
Do with animals. Or shit. No, you're well off. But anyway,
okay.
She had a light bulb moment. She licked the crescent moon and she says, "Oh, I had some barbecue chicken a few days ago. It must be that."
Oh, you fucking. Lifted
so this shit that was falling from under her nails was manky hardened, few day old barbecue sauce. Few days and therefore hadn't washed her hands properly for a few days.
That's not good. That's not okay.
I know. This is horrendous, by the way. Side note, my job can sometimes be pretty minging.
Never.
Quite often, two particular fingernails will give off a smell when filing with some clients. You don't need to use much imagination to guess which two. So I'm going to say the first two. What do they smell like? Shit or vag?
Probably a bit of both. Oh, it's really
but
made me
just
upset.
To me, right? I'm just like, if you're going to get your nails done.
Fuck.
Like, I don't get my nails done, right? And I'm pretty clean now. I look after myself. I don't get my nails done because I can't be arsed. If you're getting nails, that's pretty high maintenance, nails.
Yeah.
Nails strike me as nice people,
clean
people get their nails done.
Oh, no, it goes the other way for me.
Does it?
Yeah, if you've got big old manky nails on, big old fake manky nails, big long talons.
You're right.
I just go, well, your arse is shitty.
You're quite happy. Well, see, this is so I keep my nails, I'm like a chef, me.
Yeah.
I keep my nails really short because my mum used to show us videos of like threadworms and that when I was a kid.
Brilliant. So that's before YouTube. So she would, where was she getting these videos from?
I think there was genuinely, I remember watching a video like of
educational
it,
videos.
Like an educational
just
video.
Kept it. So she's recorded that off the telly.
And then there was pictures.
This nail brush is bone dry. Everyone in the living room, it's threadworm time.
Yeah. Well, my mum was a nurse.
Who's put Care Bears on the threadworm video?
My mum was a nurse, so my mum knew all about this stuff. So like, anytime we'd be somewhere and some kid would be scratching the rest of me, I'm like, got worms.
Oh, for
because people didn't know about them that much then anyway.
Oh, my God.
So I've just got really short nails and it is manky when people
big
have
long
really
nails,
long
I'm
nails.
Always just like, you've got shit. You've got loads under there and you've got a shit
your under the nails and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, you haven't wiped your ass properly because you're trying, it's like Edward Scissorhands trying to wipe his ass. Fucking disgusting. Stop it. Pack it in. Horrible.
Yeah, so there you go.
And I know you're listening. There's people listening now going, I've got massive nails and they're clean. I'm not bothered. The mental image is there for me. I'm never going to be able to get rid of it. So I'm sure your nails are lovely and they're clean and they're long and they're perfect. In my head, as soon as I see them, I think, well, you've got a rash on your ass because it's full of cack. I just don't see the point in long nails. Why? Why?
Fashion.
Really?
I think so. They don't serve any purpose other than that.
Yeah. No,
but what's the point in fake tan? What's the point in makeup? I think some nails are gorgeous. I love painted nails. I just wish I could be asked to go more often.
I've just realised as well, I've been slagging everyone off there, but what they might all have bead ears. They might all have really good water pressure and really good bead ears.
And Chris, people keep their nails clean like they do.
Yes, but my point is, my assumption
is
that they don't.
Of course it is.
And am I wrong? Yes,
who
probably.
Knows?
No, you're I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But the assumption's there, and that's where my brain goes to.
That's fine.
It's when you associate something with something minging. That's
Chris,
that, innit?
We're allowed to discuss it on here. Okay. Everyone's got their own opinions. And
I just feel like a lot of people in a lot of, you know, walks of life that I slag off doesn't really bother us. But I feel like if I'm slagging off people with really long nails, I feel like someone's going to scratch me soon.
Yeah.
Someone's going to come at us. I'm a little bit scared now of someone coming at us with big, massive, catastrophizing disco nails. I'm going to come back in and I'm going to have like a cartoon stripe across my face, three lines. And go, what happened? I go, supermarket, someone said, yes, my nails are clean.
And now he's got worms.
No, I need a tetanus, although I don't, because she assured us they were dead clean.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a story for you about the time my mum, dad and sister went out for my dad's birthday last year.
Okay.
For my dad's birthday.
Not invited, were you not?
I know, clearly not. Where were you? God love you. They went to an Indian buffet. My sister usually likes spicy food, but she said all the food at this place was very spicy. It must have been an actual, authentic Indian restaurant. Remember there used to be one near us? I think it might still be there.
Okay.
And it's actual, like, proper Indian food.
Okay. I don't know if there's a... I know it's a lot of vegetarian stuff, if it's actually authentic Indian food. I know a lot of it's vegetarian, but...
You can't get a tikka masala, let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah, that's a British curry, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
But I don't know if... Do they go really mad spice, or is the really mad spice something that happened the more it got sort of over here?
I don't know, it might be like a more authentic spice. I don't know, I really don't know. But anyway,
the offerings at this place happen to be extremely spicy. Yes. Fair enough.
Even the milder dishes were eye-watering. Wow. Anyway, they ordered a jug for the table of this milky cocktail drink.
Lassie. It's called a lassie.
Oh, is that
mango
what it is?
Mango lassie. Can get other flavours as well, but mango is the main one.
So what's that to kind of calm down the spice?
Yeah. And right. it sort of cleanses the palate in between it. It's because drinking alcohol, drinking beer with spicy food is like the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's like really, really fucking bad.
Yeah.
They'll have a mango lassie, which is delicious. You know me, I love how milky like that, man.
That's really
upsetting. Well, I don't get them because I'd fill up on that. I'll fill up on that.
I'm not a fan. But anyway, they've said it's very nice, which they said was very nice. My sister got up for a second round of the buffet and ate another plateful of curry. The second plateful must have tipped her spice tolerance over the edge, and she went very quickly from having a nice time to being uncomfortable.
Right. Okay. The panic. We've all had the panic. Yeah. I remember the first time my dad gave me a taste of a chicken madras from the takeaway.
Yeah.
And I'd had his chicken madras from... Morrison's or whatever for years, or Marks & Spencer's, and I was like, I can have these. He got one from the takeaway and I had the same amount and I shoveled it in my face.
Oh yeah.
I was inconsolable. It was like a nightmare. I couldn't escape it. I couldn't get away from it.
I don't like spicy food at all. I've tried.
Well, I like it now, but I've got a vivid memory of going upstairs and I couldn't stay still. And I looked in the mirror and my face was all red and I was sweating. And I've got a memory of being in my mum and dad's bathroom over the sink. And I'm just shoveling cold water in my mouth with my hand. And I'm just like, it's making it worse. Uh-huh. Fuck me, I wish I'd had a mango. I should have just went and had a glass of milk, but my mum and dad didn't even consider it. They just stayed and watched the telly. I was dying.
Yeah. The heat was getting worse and worse. So she decided to down about a pint of the milky, the lassie.
Lassie.
Yeah, to take away the spice.
Yeah.
But obviously it didn't. And instead, she felt sick instantly.
Oh my God, because it's curdling. Yeah, you're hoing on. Yeah.
All of a sudden, with little notice, she was sick. In the middle of the restaurant.
Oh, no.
Straight back onto her plate.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if anyone else saw, but my mum quickly put napkins over the plate to hide it.
That's classic, mum. That's wonderful behaviour, mother.
My sister's sick filled the plate to the point where if you were able to pick it up without knowing there was sick on the plate, you'd either spill it or accidentally put your thumb in it. I'm so sorry if this is making it vomit. It's disgusting. The waiters kept coming to clear her plate, but the three of them kept telling the waiters to leave the plate as they weren't done yet.
What was their plan?
Because they thought it was morally wrong to let them take a plate of sick away.
Oh,
which is true. Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely do not. Right, well, I'll tell you what they do.
Oh, no.
The three of them then tried to think what they should do. The solution they thought was best was for my dad to take the plate of sick into the men's toilets and flush it down the toilet. In brackets. Chris, in brackets, may I remind you, it was his birthday.
Oh,
It's such a dad job, isn't it?
Oh, that's such a dad job. Bon anniversary.
In my childhood memory is me mum going, Derek, you're going to have to take it. You're going to have to take that. Derek, I cannot take. Derek, you're going to have to take that to the toilet. And my dad going, Kate, God. All I can hear.
So in my head, right, both cubicles are occupied. He's standing with his plate of sick very carefully in the toilet and he just catches himself in the mirror as he's standing there, sick, dripping off the napkin on the floor, and he's just very quietly going, happy birthday to me. Bit of a drops on his shoe. Happy birthday to me.
I preferred what you said before. Bon anniversary. When they told me, I couldn't get over how weird he would have looked walking in the toilets in a restaurant with a full plate from the buffet to then leave 2 minutes later with an empty plate. It turns out he washed up the plate in the bathroom sink and just left it on the side.
Oh, for
which I said was even weirder, as people will use the toilets and will see a clean plate at the sink. Even more weird, what if someone was in the toilets when all this happened? Anyway, my question is, what would you have done in this situation? Thanks.
First of all, people do go absolutely fucking nuts at buffets if you let them. She ate so much and drank so much that she vomited back onto her plate.
I think in her defense.
No.
It was the spice.
Know yourself. I'm not. Well, what do you go back for seconds for? You've just stated, that it was so hot, but you've gone, oh, I'm going to go back again because it's a buffet, you greedy fucker, right?
Hey,
stop it.
Do not shame the buffet goer.
I'm shaming this particular buffet goer because she bloody... Well, a third helping was from the fucking insides of her stomach. What would I have done in that situation? I think they came up with the best possible solution.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been taking that plate to sick for the
toilet. If one of the kids did it, it would be me. I would have to do it 100%. Yeah. I couldn't have brought myself to tell the waiter.
No, I couldn't have done that.
My only other thought was, I would possibly wait till it cleared everything. I was going to say collect from the tablecloth, just literally lift the whole tablecloth off the table, turn it up like Santa's sack and go, how much of these tablecloths? And just leave them loads of money and leave with the tablecloths. But that's even worse.
That's horrendous.
I do what
he
did.
I do not know
how he got that to the toilet.
I would have decanted it into a glass.
That's the worst thing.
I would have put it into a glass.
It's just going to go everywhere. There's no lip. There's no spout. There's no spout on a plate. You're going to go to pour that in a glass, a full sheet of it's just going to go everywhere.
Could you soak the napkin into the sink and then put the napkin in the bin?
600 more napkins, please, waiter.
Yeah, gauze.
Oh no.
Right. No.
It's made me really sad. I'm glad I'm not slated to go. Do you know what? I was going to suggest to go for a curry tonight because we don't have the kids. But that's you've ruined that.
Oh, I would love a curry.
Ruined it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well done.
You're welcome. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. As always, biatches, thank you so much for listening.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I don't know. What did I say? Which part of the Acast creator?
See? You went all stupid, you went all rogue, and you forgot the bread and butter of this podcast.
I'm listening to the Heathers.
Right.
Biatch.
Right. Okay, that's right. What she said. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to send anything in at all, sick story, why someone's fingers have got black stuff dropping off.
Keep them coming. We love it, man. Hey.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's so much fun listening to all these stories. shaggedmyadenoid@gmail.com and we'll be back in your ears next week. Bye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.